Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. The holidays are fast approaching. You know what that means. It's time to eat, drink, and fight with your family. For a limited time only, we're offering custom-built crates built by the hands of Adam Carolla himself, with maybe a little help from the lackeys and Olga and the twins. Head to CarollaChristmasCrate.com now to pre-order the perfect present for the holiday. What's included? A custom signed and built box from the Ace Man himself. A custom, if you're offended by Christmas, shirt. A signed Christmas card from Bald, Gina, and Ace. Two stemless Carolla drinks glasses. A bottle of each flavor of Mangria, a bottle of 33 Cabernet and Chardonnay, a Carolla Drinks ice mold, a Mangria tote bag, plus a Carolla Drinks wine stopper designed by Wolf Island Design Company. For a limited time only, this $300 value can be yours for only $200, and we'll eat the shipping cost. So for the Adam Carolla superfan and your family, head to CarollaChristmasCrate.com and pre-order now. And remember, if you're offended by Christmas, have some Mangria and shut the f up. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, actor and ex-convict Lilo Brancato. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and a visit from the deaf frat guy. And now, isn't JV and is all balls, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a judgment. Give it on mandate. Give it. Go over to iTunes. Give us a nice rating and review. We thank you in advance. Share the show with a friend. It's free. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
Handball, Brian.
You've dropped me.
Oh. Hey, first things first, man. I was about to lead. How is the boy? Is he okay?
What'd you do to him?
Oh, I beat his ass in fantasy.
Oh, sweet.
And we have our fantasy BS today, but I got a shocking late text from Gary saying, just heard from Lynette, Sonny's way too sick to come in today. That is an unbelievable coincidence that on the day of reckoning to come in after getting his ass handed to him, that kid was talking a lot of shit for a lot of days, and the day of reckoning comes, and Sonny calls up sick.
His little cough.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I had a vague recollection. Let's see. Somewhere around, I don't know, somewhere between 3:30 and 5 a.m., he was sort of threw himself on the foot of our bed and was crying. Then there was something with a stomach ache. Then there was something with Lynette getting up. My day is, so here is my day. My day is get up, go to the new house, close on the new house, get the keys to the new house, get the construction guys going at the new house at
congratulations.
Thank you.
You got keys in your house. That's a big deal.
At 8 in the morning. And then hustle over to do a Ace on the House podcast. Then CarCast after that. Then the fella that came in from Brembo Brakes do his podcast in between. And then do this podcast. And then do Reasonable Doubt with Gargus podcast. He's in court now, so his schedule's getting a little wanky. And then end up over at Jay Leno's car garage museum at about 5:30 or 6 o'clock to then screen Uppity. Mm-hmm. So my day started real early.
Yep.
And it's going from about 7:15 to probably about nine at night. Somewhere in between, Sonny's stomach hurt and he was crying, and that's about all I know.
Okay.
Bad lettuce.
Well, best of luck to the kid. Listen, if he ends up in the hospital with colitis or pneumonia, I'll look like a total asshole and I'll apologize. That's all.
I have no idea. I woke up in the morning. So Lynette and Sonny were passed out from staying up and dealing with Sonny. I then saw, like, Imodium AD and Pepto and whatever, some packages spread around. So I pieced together something with the stomach, some diarrhea, some stomach sickness,
some podcast preventing illness.
Some podcast preventing illness. And then when I left, everyone was passed out. So, and I've been running ever since. So I have no idea. I did get a call at 8:38 a.m., which is no caller ID, and I picked it up.
Who does that?
Adam Carolla?
My God.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
Who does that?
First, I want to thank, for this half of the show, MVMT. Oh, do I got a story to tell you about those guys, .com/Adam. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam. Quip. Getquip.com/Adam. And 8:38. And I thought, who's calling at 8:38 in the morning?
What up, boss?
And I picked up the phone, and it was, and I said, Jay, yeah, how you doing? Is anyone coming out tonight, right? Still on? And I said, yeah. And then I realized I didn't answer his email about Italian sausage.
Oh, you told us about it.
I told you, but I somehow never answered it.
Jay doesn't listen?
So I said, so then at 8:38 this morning, he was like, yeah, it was Italian sausage. You like sausage? I said, yeah, everyone likes Italian sausage. And my whole thing is I don't need to return an email about Italian sausage. Yeah, if you get no email, my default setting is I love Italian sausage, especially free Italian sausage.
Even better.
Inside of a Duesenberg. So... Jay's so funny because, you know, don't call, Sarah Silverman at 8:38 in the morning or Doug Loves Movies or any of those folks. They won't pick up. But it's funny. Jay's a comedian and I'm a comedian, but I'm working on a house and he's working on cars. Like, so we're sort of comedians, but we're not really that kind of
early risers.
Stay up all night at the coffee house and then sleep in all day. Don't call Artie Lang at 8:38. But in a way.
Actually, he might be up.
From the night before. I started to think to myself, I had a couple thoughts. Like, first, I was like, why are you calling? You know, wait till 9 o'clock. I wouldn't call. But then I thought, wait a minute, it's a kind of a respect. He
knows
I'm up and I'm working and I'm working on something or doing something and not high somewhere, passed out somewhere in a whorehouse with Richard Pryor in 1976. So tonight we head over and see how the sausage is made.
The Italian sausage.
The Italian sausage.
For free. Doesn't cost nothing.
For free. And then go sit in the set of The Tonight Show. And watch that.
It's pretty awesome.
It is.
All car guys, obviously, is bringing me into it.
Yeah, it's Nate goes. It's a nice pilgrimage and for them, and it's a nice job well done. It's like one of those. It's a version of one of those Michelob Ultra commercials where they've been out mountain bike riding all day. The dude and the hot chicks, even though they're not having sex with the hot chicks, evidently.
Yep.
And the one black friend, and if they get to the summit at the end, they're all laughing, and they crack that Michelob Ultra, and they're all having a great time.
Cut to a roof party in New York.
That's
more
what
Michelob Ultras.
That's what this. Yeah, but this is at the end of scaling the mountain of making a documentary. We will go to Leno's and watch it. Our third one. So good for us. So as far as Sonny, all I know is he was up and he was yakking or pissing out his ass or something. And I had such a crazy day that I was doing the, even though I'm going to be jostled a few times, I'm not getting up and mama deal with this. I have a 14-hour day ahead of me. So
best
he was up and he was yakking or something. So we'll figure that out. DFG is here, so we'll play a JV or all balls, which I love.
Of course.
Couple things. Let's see. How long is the trailer? I think the documentary Wasted Talent. Lilo Brancato is here, and I saw the trailer. Brian saw the doc.
I
very crazy, interesting story.
Listener might know Lilo best as the main character, the boy from A Bronx Tale with De Niro and Chaz Palminteri.
Or if you're a Sopranos fan,
he did have a
right.
He had
short
a nice arc. Little arc.
That's right.
Right.
Again, best known.
Best known, and then
the Bevilacqua kid. He
exactly.
played the Bevilacqua kid.
All right. Well, I'll play the first 30 seconds of the trailer, and you'll get an idea of what his story was and is.
5 a.m. December 10th, 2005. Off-duty New York police officer Daniel Enchautegui responded to what sounded like a break-in at a neighbor's home. The burglary erupted into a gunfight with Brancato and his accomplice, which ended with the officer shot dead.
We all remember Lilo Brancato. He was such a rising star. Acted with De Niro, James Gandolfini. But his career came to a screeching halt one night when he was involved in a crime that ended with a police officer dead.
So we will talk to him about that story and
it's
about
a crazy story.
8 years in the joint.
I don't remember the precise.
We'll talk about all that. So we got that coming up. We are also another clip to play you. We're going to do a round of Adam Carolla's Unprepared, and we're going to do it at the Anaheim Grove this Friday. And that's 30th of November. And Rob Riggle will be up there. And we'll all be up on stage, too. And I told you guys we're going to play a round of it. But I thought, seeing as how people may not know exactly how it goes down, bingo ball hopper, as previously discussed. But I told Max Zapata, well, why don't you grab a two-minute snippet of me doing it with Kimmel a few months back. And I'll give you a little snip of how the game goes. You guys write your single word on a ping pong ball, and Rob,
you do
Riggle,
all kinds of prep backstage. Well,
I do not see the ping pong balls.
Adam is hella prepared.
Rob Riggle will pull them out in whatever order his fingers desire and shout them out, and I will do a couple minutes on it. Here we go. Writing their names on ping pong balls.
Suggestions, words.
Spatula is one. I wish I got spatula.
Very visual.
This one's interesting. Fear.
Fear. All right. I think fear is a good thing, and I miss fear, and I'm angry that people don't have fear, and I realize we need more fear in our life. The reason people drive around in their car and text while they're going 65 miles an hour and steer with their knee is because they don't have fear. We used to have fear. We should all have a little bit of healthy fear. We're supposed to have fear. When our ancestors would get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or get shot by a hillbilly or get bitten by a snake. If you fucking stepped on a can lid, you'd get tetanus and die. Fear is a good thing, and I wish it was a little more involved with our life because the zero fear that we live in, that gets you driving like an asshole because you have crumple zones and airbags and everything surrounding you. It also gets you yelling at cops. You're not the boss of me. You should be scared shitless of cops. I grew up scared shitless of cops. I grew up scared shitless of everything. I hope you're all scared of me right now. Jimmy could have you all killed if he chose to. And then just back up a Brinks truck into Mark Garagus's house and never see the inside of a prison cell. So I want you to have a little healthy fear. Have a little healthy fear of your boss. Have a little healthy fear of getting fat. Have a little healthy fear of your attitude with a cop. Have a little healthy fear with life. I feel like that's an upbeat note to go out on, Jimmy.
I think it was the last one I did.
That's your big closer.
Yeah.
He's
button.
So that's how it shall go. You write a single word on a ping pong ball. We will fetch it, and we will do it live, everybody.
Does this freak you out, speaking of healthy fear?
Initially, when Jimmy suggested I do this, I thought I was going to get sentences, which I understood were much easier to craft into something. you know. I did not think I would get just Midnight, or which was one of them, as I recall. And another one was, Belgium. You know, just I didn't think I'd just get one word. That seemed to be a tougher road to hoe. So
you did it.
So it's challenging, but we will make some lemonade out of whatever we get. And there is no cheating. Jimmy wasn't fishing through anything or doing anything. Just
Jimmy's a purist, as I recall. He wouldn't let you see the balls.
Yeah, yes. It was like
quite
a magic
the opposite.
Trick. The bingo hopper never left the audience's sight once the balls were put in.
Purist.
Yes, he is a purist.
And then when it was done, they were all facing the Statue of Liberty. It was crazy.
Yes, so there is that.
He believes in the sanctity of the game.
All right, DFG is here. So we got that to get into. I'll tell you about MVMT watches, and then I'll tell you a little move Natalia pulled on me.
Ooh.
It sort of blends
move.
In. Movement. Founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. Actually, these guys are doing great. I saw a TV commercial with them on it, the guys who founded the company, out globetrotting.
I have two of these watches.
I do
awesome.
As well. I always wear them up on stage. I was wearing it up on stage with a Kimmel. I'll be wearing it in Anaheim tomorrow night. Sold over 1.5 million watches in 160 countries. I got the one with I got a cobalt blue face with a brown leather band on it.
The cool thing about the brown leather bands, you can swap out almost any band. You know what I mean? So if you're feeling, I don't know, black or gray or whatever.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And it starts at just $95, and it's $400 for the same quality of traditional brand watches. MVMT, they did all the hard work this holiday season, so you don't have to. Curated their favorite styles and their awesome gift boxes and packages. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns at MVMT.com/Adam. And launching new styles all the time. Get the 15% off. MVMT.com/Adam. I was thinking about a present for Max Zapata. I don't know if...
Congratulations! Here's your job again for another year.
Do you know the initial round of what I got you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Max Zapata's birthday was a couple of weeks ago or so.
Okay. They met Christmas.
Yeah. Right on time.
I'd realized I should get him a gift.
Be nice.
And then I thought, well, what should I get him? And then I was like, I don't want to leave the house.
Yep.
Or really spend any money. So I thought, what do I got around here that I can make rock soup out of?
Yep.
For Max Zapata's gifts, you know.
Sure.
As I started looking around.
Oh, an open bottle of rum?
Oh, no, I would.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a liquor you would drink after the whiskey.
Yeah, I might get to the rum.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
So I started looking around my desk, and I found some gift certificates. What did I find, Max Zapata?
So you proceeded to, you reached in your pocket and you pulled out these
First off, I didn't buy these shorts with the gift certificates in the pocket.
Right.
I placed them myself there. Sorry.
And he's just these crumpled coupons and cards.
Crumpled.
20% off Bed Bath & Beyond.
A couple of creases.
I wouldn't say
crumpled.
Okay. They weren't crumpled, but.
Be fair.
Okay. So, and he says, Adam goes, happy birthday, Chris. And he hands me a Shake Shack coupon for a free shake.
Oh, God.
Well, that's where it began.
What's wrong with a free shake?
There's nothing wrong with a free shake.
You know what? You put it like that, there's nothing wrong with a free shake.
Okay.
Hold on,
Dawson. Would you like a free shake from Shake Shack?
I would love a free shake. My first question, though, is where is Shake Shack? I don't think it's anywhere near me.
Wherever you want it, wherever you find it.
I think I know where you got that Shake Shack gift coupon.
I paid retail for that.
Uh-huh.
Just waiting for the day that I run across a Shake Shack.
All right. But the point is you're secure in the knowledge of knowing
absolutely.
That if you break down in front of a Shake Shack
boom.
And you're parched.
You're thirsty.
You're good for 3 hours.
I got a shake.
All right. But that's just the beginning. What was the second
the
one?
Beginning. You gave me a Starbucks gift card, an unknown amount.
I think there may be a double Sawbuck on that baby. I think it's $20.
You gave me a $30 Hello Fresh coupon on my $30 off my first order. Coupon.
This is terrible.
To be fair to me, I didn't even read that one. I just saw $30 off and thought you could really apply it to almost anything.
You're like a walking promo code.
And then you gave me an Amazon gift card, and you handed me, said, oh, and there's $100 on that.
Oh, hey, now we're talking.
We're talking.
Right.
Don't bury the lead.
Yeah. What had happened was, is Natalia, I told you that story, but I didn't tell you the beginning part of the story. Natalia said to me, hey, I want to go shopping at the mall, and I need some cash. And I said, all right, well, what are you going to do for that cash? Or I'm not just going to hand you cash. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, I got $100 of my own money, and I have this $100 Amazon gift card that Uncle Jimmy got me. So I'll trade that to you for $100 cash so okay. I can go shopping at the mall. And I said, very good. And I pulled out my cash, and as I said before, this is cash I got from selling merchandise in between shows in Phoenix. And I said to her, as she was trading in Uncle Jimmy's Amazon card for cash, guess where I got this cash? And she went, Uncle Jimmy. And I thought, do you think all cash from that is in this house is Jimmy related? And it kind of is. But I mean, she was trading in an Amazon right. Uncle Jimmy card sure. for cash. So I said, okay, here's your cash, and I'll take my $100 worth of Amazon card. And we went on our way. And then I included that in the prize package for Max Zapata. And then I started thinking. Oh, no. I thought, he's a semi-valued employee. Is this any way to treat him? The Shake Shack car, the 30% off, the Hello Kitty.
I mean, it's a way to treat him.
It's a way.
A lot of free with purchase stuff.
And it's a little better than what I got back in the day. But
I was half joking about the Bed Bath & Beyond thing.
So I said, you know what? I've thought about this. And I took a long look in the mirror. I didn't like what I saw looking back at me. So I said, let's get him a $500 gift certificate for Amazon.
Whoa. Damn.
So I said, this is probably about a week later, but I've been living with it. I was living inside myself.
Were you pretty drunk when you decided on $500? Because that's a lot of money.
You know.
Off the bottle of rum, just say that.
I didn't know. I just figured, you know, why not? So I gave him a $500 gift certificate to Amazon, and then I presented it to him verbally or something. Oh, no, I was taking a leak, and he came up behind me and said, hey, thanks for the gift certificate. And I said, no problemo. And then I said something. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I said, I'll just take back the other stuff. I didn't have to. I knew it was kind of junk, except for the $100 one. But I didn't really want to get him a $600 gift certificate. I wanted to give him a $500 one. And I got him the $500. And in my mind, I'll take back the novelty and Natalia's thing. And here's your whole gift, your $500 gift certificate.
There's a nice way to phrase that. Like, I realized what I gave you was nowhere near enough for a
I was
stature.
Teen,
I'm merely giving you advice.
Yeah. Hey, look, we speak in a shorthand.
So what you're saying is you got a Shake Shack coupon laying around?
I think you may add, you may hit the trifecta in your wallet.
Yes.
So I said, I need back the previous gifts.
Oh, my God.
And now you got your $500 gift certificate, so enjoy that.
Choke on it.
And he said, yeah, there's nothing on the Amazon gift card. Oh. And what? I said, what?
You spent it?
No. Oh. Natalia.
Oh, she did you.
She did me. She handed me a spent card.
She is going to run the world.
Sat there and watched me cash it out, like peel off the 20s. One, two, three, five makes 100. I'll take thank you. And that thing had been hashed.
Wow, you got to
verify that. You got to respect that.
A used condom would be worth more than that card.
Did she get any kind of a talking to? Does she know that you know?
She does not know that I know. I've been so goddamn busy and so goddamn distracted and she, who was not sick last night, got up and cut out early to walk to school. So, no, I've backburnered that conversation. And sadly, there's a part of me that kind of likes it.
impressive.
Which is weird.
I respect it.
Yeah. If there was a version of that with my parents or anybody else when I was a kid, it'd be nonstop screaming about, you don't know what it's worth. It's $100. You don't do that. Like, I don't. The weirdest thing about being a parent is caring as little as I care about, you know, where shoes are on and where people are eating. There was every rule was like, that's a. First off, a million discussions about what goes on outside of the house. You take that outside and don't bring that in that house. That's not coming in the house. You take the shoes off. No, not in the living room. What are you eating? No. You're eating a cheese and cracker? Get it out. No, bring it. No, march yourself. No, not on it. Where are you going? I'm walking outside with a glass. Not with a glass. You're not. You drink out of a shell. You find an abalone shell and drink out of that. You're not walking with it. Not bring the glass outside the thing. Well, who's going out? It's like a million discussions about where you were going with what, especially any kind of food, yeah, or any time you're eating that was some sort of off hour, like eating at 2 in the afternoon between lunch or after, before dinner. Like, then you become older and you're like, I don't give a shit about any of this stuff. Like, what am I wasting my own time for with all these rules about shoes and eating and stuff like that? So I will impose some sort of something, but I don't even know.
Dawson, great news. There's a Shake Shack here in Glendale.
All right.
Three shakes.
Three shakes.
What shakes do you get?
Chocolate, chocolate, and chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like you. I like that. Chris. Strawberries off the table.
Oh.
Nah. Fruit.
Vanilla's fine. Yeah. And I can do whatever. If somebody wants to do, boy, you want to live. You want to live? They won't have it. But if they did, sarsaparilla.
Oh, wow.
It tastes like a root. It tastes like a root beer float, but it's a shake.
Yeah,
it's a shake that tastes like root beer.
Where's that offered?
When I was very young, there was a place called Swenson's. Sorry. When I was very young, there was Farrell's. Because when you have ice cream and you celebrate birthdays, you want to think of feral cats. You want to think of homeless cats. Missing fur.
Missing.
Farrell's. There was Farrell's, and then at some point, there was an ice cream. It was a chain, probably, a little mall thing, and it was called Swenson's. Uh-huh. And it was a big treat after the football game on a Friday to go get a float or a shake or $3 worth of something at Swenson's. And Swenson's, Farrell's is still around. Swenson's, you could go get a shake and do like sarsaparilla in it. And that's awesome. Ended up tasting like a thick, creamy root beer milkshake. And it was goddamn delectable.
Sounds good.
All right. So see what they got over there. But there's a third shake coupon coming your way, Dawson. Unclear if you can hammer them all in one sitting. And also, in
terms of burritos, I want to spread that out.
You're going to spread it out?
Yeah.
See, I kind of feel like a burrito. I feel like I could last a shake. Well, I don't know. You're right. It might thaw out. You don't want to get the brain freeze, so spread it out. All right. So Max Patty got your $500.
Thank you. Again, thank you very much.
And yes. I got my stuff back.
Yeah.
Would you have said anything if the $100 on the Amazon was the gift?
I actually thought about this. I was not planning on saying anything. For a few years, I just thought Adam used it and just a long time because it was an old card.
So
I
thought,
oh, he used it a long time ago. He forgot. It's really nice of him. Also, this brings the watches back, the MVMT watches. Initially, before even all of this, he goes to the front room and he has two MVMT watches that they sent him. And he goes, Chris, happy birthday. I'm going to give you a watch. It's called Which Watch Does Adam Like the Least? As he's looking at both of these. And then we never went with the watches. He just because he had to go somewhere.
They're
just
too nice.
Down.
They're too nice for him.
Way to make a gal feel special.
Yeah. So there's Max Babb. He's got his $500 now.
Yeah.
And you. I don't believe I have my coupons back.
I'll get them to you.
Dawson has them.
We'll get one to Dawson.
Yeah. Dawson, you're getting the shake.
The Amazon card. You can use that to cut up your Bolivian shale and draw a few lines, and then throw it away. And what was the other one? 30 off HelloFresh.
Hello,
all right.
Yeah, and a Starbucks.
Oh, Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that one back. Thank you. All right. DFG is out there. Yes. Yes. I will play JV or all balls. First, I'll tell you about Simply Safe. Thinking about getting that Simply Safe? I got the Simply Safe. Dawson has a Simply Safe. We all have Simply Safe. Those tech deals all coming out around the holidays. Good. Let's make our move for Simply Safe. Also, a lot of people getting ripped off these days because around the holidays, the burglars know you got all the valuables under the tree and in the house, and they'll go full Grinch on you, man. SimplySafe.com/Adam. They got an amazing holiday offer. Great deal, and they're doing it just for us. So go to Simply Safe, get great protection for your home and your family. No contracts, no hidden fees. Great reviews from CNET, PC Mag, and Wirecutter. Simply Safe, two eyes in there, simplysafe.com/Adam. Get the great offer. Get it up and running in under an hour. Peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. No pulling wires. Use the URL because it helps the show. simplysafe.com/Adam. Their offer's going to end soon, so let's get going with that. All right, quick break, and we'll bring out the deaf frat guy, Maverick, right after this.
Hey, this is Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
And Lynette Carolla.
And we're For Crying Out Loud. Listen to our show because there's lots of swearing.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stories.
Lots of personal information.
That you don't really need to know, but we tell you anyway.
Yeah.
So check us out on iTunes and Podcast One.
For Crying Out Loud with Lynette Carolla and Stephanie Wilder Taylor. Every Tuesday and Friday at Carolla Digital, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
Poochie's balls, Poochie's uncle's balls. He sits on them all the time because they hang so low. Poochie's balls, Poochie's balls, Poochie's uncle's balls. Doctor said if it happens more, his balls will have to go. A day or two ago, Poochie texted me. His uncle was in the hospital, hooked to an IV. He sat down on his balls, he crushed them both like grapes. The doctor wasn't even sure if they'd regain their shape. Oh, Poochie's balls, Poochie's balls, Poochie's uncle's balls. He sits on them all the time.
Yeah, Poochie's uncle balls, man. I miss Poochie's uncle. He had a torsion or something, right?
It was one of the most extreme cases they had ever seen.
Really?
A torsion of the testicle.
Mm. Maverick is his name. His real name is Jason, but he goes by Maverick. He's he was a six-year senior at USC, communications major. His buddies, Poochie, Mike F., Moose, Mike. There's another Mike, too, right?
Mike L.
Mike L. There's a couple Mikes.
Mike W.
Mike W., and then there's Poochie and Moose and all those guys. And there's Fugly and I'm trying to think
Moose.
Of Moose, right. Founder of Delta Foo, founded in 2006. Do we ever get into the coat of arms?
Oh, hell yeah. There's a jackrabbit is there, meaning like we are productive.
Fertility. Right?
Fertility, yeah.
Right.
Prolific.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's the potato gun.
Right.
And then, of course, the owl puking the bile, that represents the bitterness of the purge from the original. I don't even know if I could say their name without getting sued.
Or the vomiting owl.
Yeah, that represents the bitterness of the schism.
That was, with you and your former.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can say their name without them, you know, coming down on my aunt.
Well, we know Blake Chambers is a mortal enemy. Okay, I don't want to get you started. I'll put you in a better mood. You want to play JV or all balls?
Hell yeah. I just want to give a quick birthday shout-out to Chris Latimana.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I do too. And he's 500 bucks richer now, so I'm fine. Sorry, go ahead.
And now, Mangria presents The Deaf Frat Guy and JV or all balls.
Calls from the frat house onto the show. The deaf frat guy hearing impaired roll. He's hammered all day long with Poochie Moose and Mike F. They chug some fruits, chew potato gums, and then play Okie Cookie. If something's bushy, he'll make the call. It's time for JV or all
JV or all balls? And I think some people may call in, and we might get into that a little bit as well. Go ahead. We'll make the call. You tell us whether we're right or wrong.
Let's start off with a fun one. Put in a lime in your Corona.
Oh, lime in your
it's
Corona.
It's kind of the only way to have a Corona, right?
I'm fine with it, although I feel it. I feel the same way I feel about wrapping bacon around stuff like liver, water chestnut, and stuff like that. Like it ain't going to stand on its own. Right. Nobody wants water chestnut just straight to their head. Nobody wants liver. So you wrap bacon around it and you go, oh, well, look, now it's good, right? It's like, well, the bacon part's good. You get a good IPA, maybe an Endless Rant or so. I don't think you need to put anything else in it.
Yeah.
And the commercial where they do the thing where it's like every time a Corona gets its lime, a new party starts somewhere. There's
Find
a
your beach.
When your friends, you're like, I hate all those commercials where people are living their best lives, where they go, when your friends meet your coworkers and they become friends and everyone's just looking super slim and hot and attractive and enjoying the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I feel like about the Corona with the lime like I do about Jimmy Buffett, where it's like, is Jimmy Buffett good? It's like, I don't know. I've only ever heard him when I'm having fun, you know, at the beach,
right,
or at
right.
bars. Like, so for the Corona with the lime, I don't know. Do they exist in the wild? I've only ever had them on a fun time. So I'm going to say all balls.
I agree, and you're right. And I was thinking about this when I was watching Gone with the Wind. The reason I was watching Gone with the Wind is because it was on Thanksgiving at like 2 in the morning, and I watched the last 40 minutes of it.
It went till noon?
Yes, and I was watching it, and I was thinking, there used to be a lot of drinking alone, because I drink, but I'm watching SportsCenter.
Right.
Or I'm watching football highlights, or I'm watching you porn.
Right.
But I'm not just sitting and drinking alone.
In your conservatory.
Rhett Butler would like go in and shut the door.
Yeah. Library.
And he'd sit there with the decanter, big crystal thing, and he'd pour it and he'd slam it down. And he didn't have like a USA Today spread out on the table, or he wasn't doing a crossword puzzle. He wasn't looking at a bunch of TVs at a tilted kilt or anything. He was just sitting there just sulking and drinking and drinking and sulking. And then someone would come in and discover him and go like, Rhett, you should be in bed by now. I'm drinking, woman. I miss that. And also it was a commitment to drinking. Like, I'm a multitask drinker,
right.
But this is like, I'm going in this study, I'm going to shut these mahogany pocket doors.
To drink.
And I'm drinking here.
To drink.
And I'm, you know what I'm drinking? I'm drinking this giant crystal bottle I brought with me.
I'm not leaving until one of us is dead.
Right, and just slam it, and then I'm going to angrily pour it while you're talking, and slam it on the thing. At some point, I'll offer some to you and tell you it would do you good.
Yeah. It's good prop work.
Later, I'll ruminate or, you know, wax.
Yeah. Like, I'm at least listening to a podcast or an audiobook. When's the last time you just drank in silence?
Alone with your thoughts?
In a mahogany room.
Never.
It's a real. Oh, come on.
Not once.
Really?
I'd like to try it, though.
It's been a long time. Maybe like college, you know what I mean?
It's also drinking to be discovered.
What do you mean?
Well, let's be realistic. You go into your study.
Yeah.
You shut the big mahogany pocket doors. You
loudly.
Slam behind you. Yeah. You get your big crystal goblet.
The man-sized fireplace gets
decanter. Yeah, and you pour it. And you angrily slam it down. You throw your hair back because the pomade, you know, throw it back. You swig it and you slam it down on the table. Are you going to keep that up for 4 hours?
Like, I don't think you can.
You have to have someone discover you and ask you what's wrong.
You want to be walked in on.
You want someone to know what's wrong.
Right.
Sorry.
Moose used to sit in our study.
Mm-hmm.
By himself, pounded, because he was upset, because he was the one who found Mike D.
Oh, was that Autoironix?
Hell yeah.
That will get you drink alone. All right, but, I say it's JV.
Okay. Oh.
I'm going JV. I'm going...
It's certainly not a high-quality beer, so right. that's a good argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for a Corona, you have to have a lime. Mm-hmm. So it's all balls to bring out whatever flavor you're going to get.
So we got two all balls. And one JV.
The JV thing, I'm not saying it is, but it's when you're trying to get the lime out for recycling.
Oh.
And unless you know how to whip it,
right.
You won't get that lime out. But, like you were saying, it's fun. Hey, here, we're here to enjoy ourselves. All balls.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. All right, I'm down one. Here we go.
Come on, Ace.
This is my God. I watched 26 minutes of Gone with the Wind. And he threatened his wife physically 124 times in that time period. Like, my dear, I had to show you the back of this chair over your head. Maybe that'll knock some sense into you. Like, I mean, it was nothing but threats of beating the shit out of her nonstop.
It was a different time.
God damn. Oh.
Speaking of a different time, we're in the holiday season. How shocking is it more and more every year that Baby It's Cold Outside still gets played on the radio?
Yeah. I'd say enjoy shocking. It while we can.
I think we're 3 years overdue.
It's delightful.
Pretty much a date rape song.
And just the part where he's plying her against her wishes, like, you know, I really should leave. No, come
Brian,
on.
Brian, it was a different time.
It was, but considering everything that was a different time is now, you know, out, that I'm shocked that's still around.
It's the original No Means Yes. Song.
Thank you.
Christmas Carol.
Clark Gable threatened, what's her name?
Vivian Leigh? Leigh?
Yeah, 150 times with bodily damage.
Did she awesome. See Oh my God.
I tell you, I got fucking tumescent because she'd be like, I know it's my fault. Please accept me back.
Like, what is this fantasy? This utopia.
It's awesome. All right, sorry. Oh, by the way, in that theme, on that theme, sorry, DFG. Somehow, when I was doing CarCast earlier today, because Eric Stromer's wife is a choreographer and worked with Madonna, I was thinking about the movie Truth or Dare.
Yep.
From early 90s, late 80s. I don't know. What'd I say? CarCast? Oh, Ace on the House. Sorry. Did that too. Somehow we got on a Madonna, got on a Truth or Dare circa 1991, I don't know, somewhere in there, late 80s, whatever. And I said, you know, there was a scene where Madonna's assistant was taken out, roofied, and raped. And they kind of had Madonna had a laugh about it. And I thought, that's another thing. That probably time is not going to be kind to. It's a 50-second clip, and Max Paddle played for you. It's sort of the equivalent of It's Cold Outside. Sorry.
I don't believe that you don't remember something like that. How could Sharon not know what happened to her?
She said that she thinks someone drugged her. She said that she was at the club dancing. The next thing she knew is that she woke up.
In her room,
nude, and her stuff was stolen, and she went to the bathroom, and her butt was bleeding.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
All right. She's laughing.
What?
Simpler times, right, DFG?
Hell yeah.
Your assistant gets roofied and anally raped. And it's like, hold
on a second. And oh, God.
Gina? Wow.
I have a lot of thoughts about that.
I'd like to hear 40% of them.
Well, in Madonna's defense, it seems like maybe there's a little nervous laughter there.
Yes, there is.
There is, in 2018, there is no nervous laughter when somebody tells you they got anally raped.
Well, to be fair, 1991, you have to do an anal rape math, which is she woke up naked, went to the bathroom, there's blood in the toilet. So, that scene always kind of stood out to me because it was a situation. It sounded like the assistant went out clubbing. The assistant got drugged. The assistant went back to the room, got robbed, left naked, and anally raped. And Madonna approached it like one of the roadies parked the cube van on the wrong side of the street and got a parking ticket. Like, he did what? He came home, he parked
it
on...
That's crazy.
How foolish.
Sorry, boy. I shouldn't laugh.
I shouldn't laugh, but someone's got to talk to Russ. Except for her assistant being anally violated by a stranger.
And robbed.
I can't believe it made it into the movie.
And robbed. Well, we didn't have such high standards.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, she got robbed?
Yes, but that was also... Later on, Madonna kind of made it her fault a little bit by going like, oh, she knows. She goes out. She's bragging. She's on tour with me, and she's staying at the Ritz, and these guys, of course, come flying around.
Time's up, Madonna.
Yeah, no kidding.
Our next one.
All right. I know you brought up Baby It's Cold Outside, and I thought, here's another take. Sorry.
Hickeys.
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 Wow. Adults?
Hickeys.
Wonder what Christy would do to me if I gave her a hickey.
She'd slap you.
She would not be pleased.
I don't. It seems so. It's very passe, but it's also sort of up there with the garter belt hanging from the rearview mirror. It's just sort of like, what do you need that for? I'm going to say JV.
Yeah, I can't see an upside, especially at our age. I gave a poor girl hickeys once in college all around her neck.
Oh, God.
Stuart Scarf.
Jesus.
So I'll say JV.
You know, my first initial thought was to say JV. However, I just thought to myself, how do people react when they see somebody with a hickey? And it's like you're bringing them a bouquet of flowers. They're like, oh, my God, you got a hickey. So I think it brings people joy, and I'm going to say it's all balls.
I like where you went with that. But if I'm going to get down with a lady in the back of a car, you know, I want to do some necking and petting, not looking like I went fucking 15 rounds with a lamprey eel. JV.
JV.
I knew it.
Okay.
I knew there was an eel involved.
Lamprey.
All right. How about your assistant being anally violated after she was roofied when you're in the middle of your tour? That JV?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not going to ever say it's all balls, but the thing with her getting robbed, it does make it a little more interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
Understood.
That's true.
All right. It's crazy, Max Pata, that's – I'm saying to Max Pata because he's a kid. These guys are kids. I haven't seen it. It's crazy that this is a movie, right?
Yeah.
It's a documentary. They shot 700,000 hours of footage. They distilled it down to the best 84 minutes.
Oh, we got to keep
that
missing.
That made the cut.
All right. Here we go.
Sod roofs.
Sod roofs. Oh. Now, I'm a thatched roof guy, but this is a sod roof.
Explain the difference to Gina.
Yeah.
Sod is actually like grass growing on the roof.
Ooh.
And
like
then
hut.
Thatched would be like that sort of English wickery kind of. Uh-huh. I don't know. You tell us, Max Zapata. Insanely effective, by the way, for back then. Sod roof.
Give us a year, like a window year of back then.
They make them now. It's just like a grass.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the fact that it gets blasted by the sun.
Well, now it's a hipster thing.
Yeah.
Now you do it on your eco
like
house.
Vertical gardens.
Also, sod roof sounds like the name of a reporter who'd be killed at the Saudi embassy. How about this whole sod roof thing?
I'm telling you, the president knew. There's no way he didn't know.
So, I like it.
When I work for the Gap in the Bay Area, intern for them over a summer, they have one of their corporate offices had a sod roof, and they were very proud of it. Very proud.
All right, I'm going to say all balls.
Yeah, I can't see a downside to this. This is good for the environment. This is good for everybody. All balls.
Charming. Mm-hmm. All balls.
Yeah, I'm going to go all balls, too. The only issue you have is, you know, flying dog comes and pisses on your roof, but that's not going to happen.
It's pretty rare.
It's possible, but
yeah, very
likely.
Low percentage. Yep. All right, who's winning this thing? I'm not.
Brian is.
Brian's winning.
Three for three.
Mm-hmm. This one might, you know, I'll just go ahead and say it. Israel.
Just Israel.
Oh.
I feel like you're in trouble.
Loaded. Charged.
Just Israel. I am the atheist Goyim from the San Fernando Valley who's always liked and rooted for Israel and never really got why they became the guys wearing the black hat in a ashtray filled with the worst human beings on the planet. Somehow we've decided to spin them off into being the bad guys. I could never figure it out. I can't understand it. I'm a big fan of Israel. So I say all balls.
I'm going to try to put this one away and take a commanding lead. I say Israel is JV or my name isn't Gary Smith.
What kind of Jew would I be if I said JV? Israel's all balls.
Yeah, it's all balls.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that they have hot chicks in the military. I like that they are so interested in security that they built a wall that goes 50 feet up and one that goes 50 feet down. Like they literally tunneled the wall and they've gone up and they've gone down with their wall. And Brian now is tied up with Gina.
Oh, believe that? Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. We also have a call that we're going to have to weigh in on as well. Let's do a tiebreaker with Gina and Brian. And if I get it right, I win.
Okay, fair enough.
The movie Caddyshack.
Oh.
Easy, JV.
Does that mean I have to say all balls and I hate this movie?
Yes.
I've never seen it the whole way through because it's not my cup of tea, but now I got to say it's all balls.
I think it's JV, too. I overrated.
JV.
Yeah. Oh.
That movie does not hold up,
no,
dude.
It does not.
They're like Noonan, and it's not even funny.
Feels like it'd be up your alley, but no, you're saying now it's not.
No, I like Hot Dog the movie.
Oh, Hot Dog the movie. Yeah, that's a skiing movie.
Ski one, yeah.
Hot tubs, bikinis. Yeah. To hot shot ski instructor. It's like Blake Chambers going against the other guys, you know, the ragtag guys, you know?
In the food title category, hot dog or meatballs?
Hot dog.
Okay.
Hot dog.
Oh, wow.
All right, Scott from Michigan got into a motorcycle accident. He's paraplegic. It's great. He's great parking, but he says he can't feel his junk.
Oh.
Scott?
Hey, Ace. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Long time, multiple time caller. Hey, Bald. Hey, Gina.
Hi.
DFG.
So he said hi, DFG.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
He's reading our lips.
So, my situation, as you described, I was in a motorcycle accident back in June of 2000. So, you know, it's been 18 and a half years. And, you know, I've been doing okay. I've moved on. I've got a successful career and whatnot. And so I get good parking. I mean, so there's benefits like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the use of your legs. Go ahead.
You don't have the use of your legs.
No. I'm paralyzed from chest level down.
Wow. How's that work for the junk?
No feeling. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The junk, the peni.
Yes.
Are we able to use that?
It works, but I can't feel it.
Oh.
So yeah, I mean, the visual's nice, but you know, I might as well be smacking DFG's junk because I can't feel it. So
Larry Flynn. Once I talked about this with Larry Flint on Loveline.
Yeah, he had a pump. I remember you talking to him.
He had a pump installed in his scrotum sack.
Wow, like those old Nikes.
Yeah.
Like the old Reeboks.
Yeah.
I like that move, too.
That's not me. I mean, blood still flows through my body. So, you know, I don't know what Larry's issue was, but blood still flows and, you know, things still work, but, you know, I can't feel it. So that's definitely JV. I mean, I think that's a given. But do the benefits, and I guess we got parking. I mean, I'm at ass level. So, you know, if I'm wheeling behind.
Yeah.
You know, I get a good view. Right.
You know, I mean, also, like, honestly, you know, if this is turn of the century and everyone's living in a hayloft, you're kind of fucked. But in a world of
an ADA world,
in a world of ramps and computers and desk jobs and smartphones and stuff like that, I feel like almost everyone I see is sitting looking at their phone anyway.
Yeah. And all the good seats at concerts, sporting venues, movie theaters, those are all reserved for you people.
I go to concerts and they've got, you know, ADA sections, that kind of stuff. So it's not like I'm front row, but Adam.
Yes.
Imagine not having to have been able to masturbate for 18 years. Think about that for just a second, sir. Mm.
Yeah. Well,
you don't talk about it. You don't wax on poetic like you used to on Loveline when you used to talk about beating off, you know, multiple times a day.
He is a fan.
But, dude, I haven't felt my junk for 18 years.
Oh.
I forgot what that felt like. So,
yeah, but think about the time you've saved, you know, think about the squandered time. I mean, in a weird way, if somebody said, here's something like, okay, you can never watch TV again. And you'd go, oh, no way. I love TV. And they go, no, you wouldn't miss it. Like you wouldn't feel it.
Yeah. Now I'm interested.
Then I would take that deal.
Right.
So if somebody said no more beating off again, the person who suggested that, obviously, I'd be choking viciously, but at a certain point when they came up for air, they'd go, but you won't miss it because you won't feel it.
Right.
Now, do you miss it or not feel it? Is there a combination of not feeling it bleeds into not missing it, or how's that work?
Well, Oh, and you also need to factor in I save on cleanup time. So, you know,
cleanup.
Yeah, that's right.
As far as miss, it's been 18 years, so I kind of forgot what it was like. I mean, I was 23
mm-hmm.
when I had my accident. So honestly, I mean, imagine not having done something for 18 years.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot what that feeling, what that sensation feels like. So,
yeah. All right. Let me lay this down to DFG, Def Rat Guy, because I don't think he knows what's going on right now. Def Rat Guy, Scott got into a motorcycle accident. Paraplegic, can't use his legs. It has no feeling in his junk. You know, hasn't masturbated in 18 years. Saved a lot of time. A lot of tissue and a lot of tears, but it's still been 18 years since he's masturbated. And he doesn't really miss it because he can't feel it anymore. And he has access to great parking and first-class seating at all concert and theater venues. So is him being paraplegic due to a motorcycle accident, JV, or all balls?
Well, I think you have to – I'm going to say it's all balls because you have to – play the hand that you are dealt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you say it is JV, then you're going to think your whole life is JV.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I remember. So, like,
when you look in the mirror, you need to see all balls.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then the other thing is, like, I remember Poochie's.
So, every time you see in the mirror, you look in that mirror, man, all balls. I don't care if you're leaning over a brook.
Fucking screaming at yourself.
The reflection you see back and that brook would be all balls.
People all the time, I'm in the bathroom and they're like, what the hell is he screaming in it? I'm just getting myself psyched up.
Yelling all balls.
Yeah. But the other thing is, a lot of people think that beating off is for sissies.
For sissies.
Really?
So this, he doesn't have to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And he has no feeling. So when he's with a lady, he's not, you know, some two-pump jump.
All right. Yeah, no, you don't want to be that. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I think Larry Flint was a three-pump chump, technically. Scott, it's all balls. Yeah. It's all balls. Good news.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I heard. And, you know, Mav's rationale, I mean – hell yeah, that's I can't argue against that. I mean,
well, and don't.
Why try?
It's all balls. You look in that mirror. You get up every morning. You do a full Stuart Smalley.
Yeah, an affirmation.
An affirmation.
Enough. Smart enough.
And all balls.
All balls.
All right.
That was JV or All Balls with the Deaf Frat Guy.
Always impressed
by Mangria.
You never know. You just don't know the way this game's going to go. Well, Brian does, evidently.
Yeah, apparently.
But that's why you have to play JV or all balls. All right. Let's see. Our guest is here, so we're going to move on with that. First, I'll tell you about Quip. You might not think about the perfect gift as an electric toothbrush. Damn it, I should have got you that this year. I should have got you the Quip. Quip designed to make brushing easier. Sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle on sensitive gums, built-in 2-minute timer, and it pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to move on, to switch, go to the other side, go to the up side, go to the bottom jaw. I love that because for my whole life I've had an electric toothbrush, and I'm always like, am I doing this long enough, or am I not doing this long enough, or am I staying on one side, or if I get lost in thought, I'll just sit in one place. Now, Quip will tell you, brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist recommended every 3-month schedule for just $5. One of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. Thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Sorry about my voice. Starts at just $25. Go to getquip.com/Adam. Get it as a gift, too. We got it for our kids as well. Go to getquip.com/Adam, and let's get going with that. All right. Lilo Brancato is here. You know him. He has a very interesting story. Got a new doc out. We'll talk to him. Deaf Frat Guy. Shoot him a tweet at Deaf Frat Guy. Anything else I'm missing, Maverick?
I'm just trying to get this JV or All Balls coffee table book. I want it to be in every ballroom in across this great land.
All right. Room, yeah. Great library, drinking game.
Every study.
Yes. Mm. All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be back with Lilo right after this.
Corolla Drinks presents A Very Mangria Christmas. December 7th at South Bay Customs in El Segundo. Come and enjoy some endless rant, Mangria cocktails, and shitloads of holiday cheer. Featuring The Smokin' Kills. Just another Southern California. Loxy. Sanguine and Shiny. And Roses and Cigarettes. As we raise money for Jenny Pagliaro's fight with cancer, with silent auction items like signed merchandise from Joe Coy, Brad Williams, Adam Ray, Craig Fitzsimmons, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Rode Microphones, and My Job for a Day. Friday, December 7th at South Bay Customs in El Segundo. More details at Corolla Drinks. Don't feel the